But that's
anyway,
the deal.
Rock Talk Radio.
My focus has got to be now. Okay. I'll see you on the other side.
Show, and I am the hostess with the mostest in any universe, Bonnie Albers. Today I have, of course, he has been here, what, every Wednesday for the last 5 years? Well, maybe not every Wednesday, but he is our co-host for Wednesdays. I love this man. I love his energy. I love every gift that he shares with us on the show. I know him, I'm not going to say physically personally because I can't, but I know him personally, and he became, over the years, a very close friend. So in the spiritual, we are very, 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 very close friends as well as in this lifetime. And I am glad to introduce him to you. And I sent him a message in chat, but he got out before I actually got it. But please welcome, right from over the pond, he is super connected to animals. He's super connected to peeps. He's super connected to the universe. And I can't even tell you how in awe I am of his teachings. Please help me welcome Jerry Humphreys to the house. Hi, Jerry.
Now, you know I can't multitask. I can only watch one screen at a time. So I just thought I'd see if the chat was up and running, and then I had to shut it down again because I can only do one thing at a time. I'm very limited in that respect. Hello, Bonnie. Hey, everybody.
I am so happy. I sent you a message, and it's a cryptic one, so I'll read it to you and everyone else. You can take it for what that is worth. But I said, in medicine, we know. I mean, we know, but they don't. It's a tough burden, but it's left to us. So everyone in the medical field, and this is cryptic for the people that need it, but everyone in the medical field, and it's just something that I was talking about, knows. Now, we can't count on everything because, you know, but we have a feel. We know we want to save lives. But not all the time do the people that receive that know, because we believe in hope. We believe in the God spark. Something can happen, miracles, but we know. And that's the burden. A lot of people in medicine, a lot of us psychic mediums, a lot of people we know carry that burden. So I do want everyone that needs that cryptic message to get it. Anyway, Jerry, how have you been?
That's a really interesting thing that you just said, and if you wouldn't mind, can we just explore that for a second? Because what you said and what you and I just very briefly spoke about before the show came on air, is absolutely right. We don't know everything. You know, we are the intermediaries between that spirit world and the human world. And we don't get told absolutely everything, because sometimes it's not our place to know what's going on. But as I said to you earlier, what I find difficult sometimes is that when you do know, but you can't say, that's what makes it even more difficult. And that's what people don't always appreciate, how difficult the work is that we do. You know, whether you're a psychic medium, doesn't matter, whatever it is, a healer, whatever place in the metaphysical realm you work in, the one thing that we all carry is a huge responsibility. And it cannot be underestimated just how big that responsibility is. And there are times when, you know, we get told the things that we need to know to pass on to the people that need to know, if that makes sense. But there are also times when we get given things that we can't pass on because it's not our place to. And that is, as I said, that is a real heavy weight to carry sometimes. You know, and it's difficult, but we can only do what we are asked to do, which is pass on the messages, the validations, the insights, the clarity, the
and
evidences
the
that we can, and the hope, exactly. But the problem with that, as I'm seeing it at the moment, is that hopes can be dashed.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking at the 3D world, Jerry. You're looking at, so I kind of combined them, like in medicine, because I'm a nurse, my husband's a surgeon.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it is our duty, I suppose, to speak exactly as we get. And that's what I try. That I know that you definitely do that, and I know that I try to do that. That, you know, when you ask us for what insights we have, what messages we bring, what foretellings we might be able to be a part of, etc., we will give you exactly what we get. And sometimes I'm afraid that there are bitter pills that have to be swallowed. And I had to give this to a client of mine this afternoon. It was just, you know, it had to be said because they were living in false hope, and that's not fair. And I said to this client, I said, look, I'm sorry, but this is the reality of where things are at the moment. And you need to know so that you can heal, you can adjust. And this lady said, yes, now she said, I understand. And it was to do with an animal companion that she'd lost. And I said, look, the thing is, call me back in 3 weeks. You know, give it 3 weeks. If I get anything in the meantime, I will pass it on. But the reality is, and I had to give her that reality check because that's what Spirit said. But you see, it helped. So please, people, don't shoot us with the messengers, because we do our utmost with full integrity, honesty, truth, whatever you want to call it, all the positive love and positive emotions that we can. But we will only, I'll speak for myself. I will only give you what I get when I get it. And you know, that's the bottom line, and that's how we
work. I love that. I do too. On the 3D world, we work the same way. I do both worlds. You know that because I have done medicine, you know, before. You know, I keep saying I do medicine. I haven't worked in the hospital for a very long time, but I have given consultations, and I have worked in offices. So, you know, and did surgery, but you know, we do the same. The doctor, the nurse, and all the people carry the burden of knowing what that diagnosis is. We tell it like it is, but we leave one part to hope, okay? Because as physicians, that I am not, but I'm a nurse, and nurses, and the medical team, we have an obligation to make sure that they understand the rest of their existence. Say it's a devastating diagnosis. You don't want them sitting around for 3 years. They have 1 to 3 years to sit there and wait until their, you know, their demise. But what you want to do is, for us, we know what that diagnosis is, and you know, we do believe in miracles, but we want to give them enough hope that they can live a full life, even if it's for a day, a week, a month, a year. And that's
absolutely
what I love.
Yeah, that's
what I love about what we do.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you've had many years of experience as a nurse, a legal nurse, et cetera, et cetera. You also have 2 doctors in your family.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
and another member of your family.
Up.
Exactly. You know, that is a huge weight of responsibility.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
on a daily basis, those 2 doctors plus the nurse to come, and what you had to do every single day was to deal with somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
They
That's
put
right.
their life in your hands.
Yeah.
What we do as mediums, in a way, is a little bit similar.
Yeah.
Because people trust us enough. They trust us with their deepest secrets or worries or fears or whatever. And so therefore they give us it's a similar thing. They're giving us their lives.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely. That's a
huge responsibility.
I know, and I love that. Some people take it like really. Some people take it really where, you know, they like empaths, like you, Jerry. Well, I don't know if it's, you know, I know that you carry that burden very tough. I, for instance, can give that. I have a different. And you know, I have a different outlook on, I don't carry that burden, but you do. I know a lot of people, my daughter and my husband even, I don't know why I don't. Susan Ott told me one time that I need to start compassion in this life, and maybe that's what it is. But it what I love is that you just compare the two worlds, just like you do, Jerry. You teach metaphysics, and I know because I was just in one of your classes where you teach that there's two screens, and you have to look at them the same way at the same time, and you've got to look. You have to be able to see those two screens. Well, in the 3D world and the metaphysical world, we look at two screens, like you said. And in medicine and in metaphysical, we look at those two screens. And I can tell you this, I love how you just combine them, because we are left with sometimes the burden of letting them know what the future might be for them. And the same thing with the 3D medical team. And the burden is the same a lot of times, except that we hope to save the lives. You guys hope to imprint the lives, or we hope to imprint something on their lives. So I love that, you know, that just gave you the clue of how medicine and metaphysics work together. It's the same kind of burden, except the healing part is more physical on one side and metaphysical on the other, if that makes sense to you.
It does, because in the 3D world, the doctors, the nurses, the specialists, etc., heal the physical. We step in and heal the spiritual and the emotional. That's where the balance is.
And we have to have all of them. All of them to make up, you know, mind, body, spirit. That's really what heals us as humans and non-humans. That's what heals us. You can't really have one without the other. It's just that it's an imbalance.
Exactly. You know, the old healthy mind is a healthy body. Yes. Healthy emotions
spirit.
Be that. Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Which means positive emotions bring positive mental energy, brings positive physical energy, brings positive outcome.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it all molds together.
I love that. And I'm so glad we got into a conversation about our conversation. And I love that we're able to bring that to you. So if you all didn't understand it and it didn't make sense to you, we were talking, and then we're gonna go to this subject at hand today. But we were talking about how sometimes we have to carry the burden and giving hope. Yes, we can give hope, but it's us who know what we're looking at. And sometimes we can't clear it really easy. We try, but it's not always easy for us to clear that kind of energy from us. And am I making sense, Jerry? Is that's kind of what we were talking about?
Absolutely. You know, the other thing which I'd like people to bear in mind is that when we look at the issues or concerns around whatever you're calling into Bonnie's show about, we will do our utmost to give you the clarity that you're seeking. But then comes the but. You also have to remember that if you ask the same or similar question two or three times in a row, you're actually going to delay your own timeline. So what we try to do is to give you the answer that will help you through a period, a cycle, a space, and hopefully that's, you know, and that what we see and what we also see as outcomes will give you the confidence to move forwards. But as I said, remember that should you then ask the same question again a week or 2 weeks later, and I get this a lot on the phone lines, people are constantly ringing in with the same question, and my answer is the same, you know, and they say, well, why is your answer the same? Because it is. That's what spirit are telling you. And some people don't always understand that. But then I have to explain, well, the thing is, you're now slowing down your own timeline because you're not allowing the universal energy to work within the answer that we gave, because that's what spirit are giving you. So please, peeps, you know, remember, we do our best in the moment that we speak. In the moment that we speak what we get.
Yeah.
What we get comes from spirit, and it comes from our spirit guides or our spirits to your spirit. please try to go with it, because it's there to help, not hinder.
Yes, and you know my show is always here to help. I've got so many things to say before we actually move into, you know, it's Turkey Day next week, and I am so excited, and I want to talk about this a little bit, Jared, after I clear the air here. So let me tell you what about, you know, I just want to let everybody know I so appreciate you all. I appreciate the people in chat, of course. You know I love you, Crystal Bowles, and Cool Cat, you know you're a cool cat. And for everyone who joins us, too, that I don't see the names of. But I do want to let everyone know, so please check out my shows coming up. After about, I think it's, we have a prediction show coming up on December 4th. Is you know who, their prediction king of the world is Jerry. And what I want to tell everybody is next week is Wednesday. You will not have a live show. It is day before Thanksgiving. But you are going to hear the prediction that Jerry brought you last year, which had to do with this year that is still going on. So please, so many of them, you don't remember if you didn't write them down, but already, right off the bug, Jerry was right about a few things that were coming up. And so go back and listen to the prediction show for this year. We're still in this year, so that you can listen to the prediction coming up for the year 2020. I mean, in the year 2020, I mean, I keep hearing that song, 25, 25, but 2020 should be a great year for all of us. 2 and 2 is 4. 4 is a stable number. 4 is about prosperity, love, happiness, home. And I just know that I can't wait, and this is going to put pressure on Jerry to hear what's going to go on for 2020. Oh. Yes, oh, I love it. Now, I just have to tell you that Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I don't know about everybody else. You know, we'll find out when we pick you up on the show. But it's always the holiday that for us, I know in Europe, you don't give thanks for our Thanksgiving, but you should. Anyway, we give thanks to, you know, to everybody, and that's the harvest, to the farmers, to the poor turkeys that, oh my gosh, get slaughtered. I really wish I could eat 2 turkeys. But anyway, I love Thanksgiving, and the reason is it's really no holiday that includes any type of prejudice for me, meaning that there's no religion, there's no race, religion, creed that doesn't, you know, that can't celebrate Thanksgiving. So I love it. It's to me a neutral holiday of love, warmth, food, and affection. And that comes next Thursday. So I do want to wish everyone, I will keep doing it, a wonderful, happy, and just gobble, gobble day. And for all you vegetarians out there that I wish I was, I heard 2 turkeys is great. So, Jerry, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, do you?
No, we don't, Bonnie, no.
And why?
Because it's, as with a lot of festivals or holidays, or different countries have different times or different special days, and yours happens to be a Thanksgiving day. So we have something called Harvest Festival, which celebrates the harvest coming in, and that's where people give thanks for, you know, for the animals, for the harvest of crops, etc. So I suppose it is a similar sort of thing in a way, but we don't have apart from Easter. I suppose the only other big time would be December 25th for us.
Well, I will tell you, Jerry, the food is to die for or live for, one or the other. And if you were here, you would understand that. So I know everyone calling in that's coming from the United States know that you are going to have a feast. Now, this year I don't have anybody, so I got to create my own feast. And that's what I'm going to talk about. What's everybody doing for Thanksgiving or Harvest Day? What are you bringing to the table for Thanksgiving? And what, if you're not bringing anything to the table, like this year for me, what is your favorite food to eat on Thanksgiving or casserole, and why? So, Jerry, I'm going to ask you, since you're on, and I would like to know, what is your favorite food, or what do you love bringing to the table for Harvest Day? We'll call it Thanksgiving, you call it Harvest Day.
Oh, crikey, now you put me on the spot. On our Harvest Festival Day, that's more of a religious church festival than it is celebrated by us other peeps in our own home. So nothing really as such, Bonnie. I mean, I just wait for December 25th and I just go mad for all the food on the table on December 25th. Because otherwise I'd be looking like a blimp or a zeppelin because I put on so much weight.
No, I've seen you and you have not. So tell me, you still ignored the what I asked you. What's your favorite dish?
All right, if I was to do it right now, it would have to be it would have to be turkey with all the trimmings. So that to me is, I'm sorry, poor turkeys, but we all have our place in life, and I would just eat turkey. With all the trimmings, you name it. On December 25th, it gets eaten at this house, I'll tell you. So it's all.
Well, I am glad to hear that you still evaded the subject, but I'll take turkey as your main squeeze there. Because I'll tell you, in my house, when I did Thanksgiving, and we're going to pick all you up to find out, in my home, and this is the first year I'm not going to have it. Well, maybe the third year. Really makes me sad. But I like a big house with a lot of company. I have the big house. I have nobody because my family scattered this year. And I always swore after 3 years ago when I didn't have anybody that I would make sure no matter where I was in the world that I would be with my family, which is really only the four of us left, and I can't be this year. So it is just going to be me, my son, and my sister. But I'm still going to make, with no kitchen, I am still going to make some type of Thanksgiving. And my favorite part of Thanksgiving are the casseroles. I just love sweet potato casserole. And how I make it, and I'm going to tell you real quick, is I take mashed sweet potatoes. Of course, they're canned, which, you know, isn't really good for you. I wish I had the availability to do fresh ones. I do, but I just don't do it. And I don't have a stove or kitchen this year. So I take canned sweet potatoes. I take a couple cans of sweet potatoes, pineapple, crushed pineapple, some brown sugar, and I mix it all up. And then I bake it. And then on the top, I put, after it's all baked, then I put marshmallows, and I make the marshmallows till they're golden brown. And now, does that sound delicious or what, Jer?
You're making my mouth water with all this talk of food. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to disappear and get something to. I'm going to disappear and get something to eat now.
No, you can't. I just missed two calls to deliver some things, and so you're not leaving. So anyway, I'm going to ask you when I pick you up, what is your favorite dish for Thanksgiving and why? What can't you wait for? And tell us, are you doing a big family affair? It's going to be you and your cat, you and your dog. It's just going to be you and your spouse. And how do you feel about Thanksgiving? Because I keep, even though I might be not having the Thanksgiving I want, I'm missing a lot of family. I know that I feel alive. I feel like the tides around Thanksgiving change. It's about family and food, about happiness and bringing cheer, maybe turning a cheek the other way when you're angry at somebody or some people and trying to make it work. It's the kickoff of the holiday season we have. I think 26 days or feel 26 days until you've got Christmas, Hanukkah. Hanukkah this year is the 2 days before Christmas and last 8 days, so straight through Christmas to New Year's almost. Then you have Kwanzaa the day after, and then you have New Year's. It's kicking off the holiday season. So for me to you, and from Jerry, I'm sure, and he will tell you, happy holidays. It kicks it off as of to me today, because I will not be here next Wednesday. I'll be on Monday, but I won't be here next Wednesday or Thursday. So I'm going to pick you up and you're going to tell us what makes you, what floats your boat for Thanksgiving. So here we go. 541, you are on with the dynamic duo, and I mean we are pretty dynamic, the turkey and his gobbler. No, we are just a dynamic duo today. 541, hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I actually have half you playing on my my laptop, and I can't turn it off, so I just stuffed it under a pillow because it's
loud.
Oh,
yeah, you're going to hear. I know you're going to. If you can turn your speakers down, but just if you.
I can't
you,
figure out how. I've been trying and.
Okay, well, you know what? I love hearing myself twice anyway, so let's hope this works. Tell
well,
us
hope
what.
You, I've tried to. Bury it, so it's kind of. But anyway, I'm calling about my cat, who I've recently taken her to the vet, and she's gonna go back for a checkup probably next week. And she's got some. Her blood pressure was high. I know she has a thyroid condition that I've been treating her with a tea that I make from plants in my backyard that has actually lowered her thyroid. My vet was impressed. Actually, it went from a 5 to a 3, and we want to get it down more. It's lemon balm tea, just so people know that it's good for cats, or it's good for lowering thyroid. But she's crying a lot, and she's peeing outside of her box, and I put mats and towels on them. But she sounds like a howling banshee a lot of the times, and it's driving me crazy. And I'm disabled myself and have difficulty walking and standing, and I'm in pain. And so when she adds on top of it, it just makes it so much harder for me. And I don't know what to do for her to make her stop doing that. or if there's something that I need to know, you know.
Well, before we start, this is a talk show, and I just asked you a question. So before we answer yours, we need a name, and we'd like to know, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? What's your favorite dish? And I hope it's not lemon balm tea.
My name is Anna. I'm sorry I didn't hear the question because I was multitasking, and I just heard my number, and so I thought I'm trying to, like, get the sounds down so I could hear you.
Okay, well, my question was this. We have Thanksgiving coming next week. We are all thankful for something, and, you know, you can go with that. But what's your favorite foods for Thanksgiving, and what are you going to do? Are you going to be just with the cat, yourself, family? Are you going to make anything? Tell us what your day is going to look like and what your favorite meal is, what your favorite dish is for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I have no plans because it's difficult for me to get anywhere. I used to go to a community dinner that half of my town goes to. Somebody may bring me something back. I'm not sure yet. But my favorite dish, I mean, I love turkey and stuffing and cranberries.
Okay.
I love the turkey. You know,
you love the turkey and trimmings like Jerry. I gotcha. I'm going to go with the turkey because there's too much food you're bringing in here. So you can only bring in one dish at a time. Anyway, Jerry, are you picking up anything about the cat?
Hi. First of all, I need to, I know I'm going to state the obvious, but I'm going to have to say anyway, I am not a vet, therefore I will not diagnose. Because it's just, unfortunately, our laws in the UK are very strict, and I have to abide by them. Now, there's a but. I was picking something up, and I'm sure that the lemon tea is something that is possibly, as you said, you feel it's doing you good. I have to, I'm afraid, disagree. I don't feel it's helping. As in, I feel that it's too acidic. I feel it's causing her. She's a very sensitive cat. There's something ultra sensitive around her at the moment, which I said I will not diagnose because I'm not the vet. But my feeling is that she is, that fluid is causing her too much discomfort.
Okay, well, do you have another suggestion? I have to put liquid in her food for her to digest it and not throw it up.
Yeah, absolutely. No, water. It's water. The best fluid that you're at the moment, until your vet either gives you another diagnosis or has she had a urine test done?
Yeah, that's what
Then the vet will prescribe whatever medications are needed for your pusscat. To me, the only liquid that she should be on at the moment is water.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you about the thyroid because I know from my girlfriend who's over in the UK, whose vet prescribed a cream for their ears, and it's a thyroid cream, and it has worked so well because she was really worried about her cat. And you can't give cats medicine. It's really tough. I mean, I my cat would just, you know, well, I didn't have one, but my daughter did. And I could not give her medicine. No matter how I tried. And so my girlfriend over there went to the vet and he prescribed a thyroid cream. It was like a little dauble on her finger. She rubbed it in their ear and the thyroid is completely down. That's what they're showing me. You need to talk to your vet about the thyroid cream and not give the kind of fluid you're giving, because I feel like it's actually hurting her bladder. And I am a urology nurse, not that that has anything to do with it, but I feel like there's crystalline pieces in there. They're not going to see it, and it's not big enough. But for some reason, I just feel like they're showing me almost like razor blades when she pees. And that's why she's peeing outside the box. You got to stop the liquid, that lemon, even though you could think, well, maybe it's destroying the crystalline pieces, but it's not. So I would go and find a different way to treat the thyroid, and then I would just give water. And, you know, they have all kinds of natural stuff for cats in, there's natural vets. You know, we have one up the street, Holistic Vets, and they will tell you what's healthy to put in their water. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got them from one of those vets' websites, so, you know.
Right, but it's not for every cat. The problem is it's not for every cat. It's just like the same thing. I'm allergic to medicine my family, you know, I'm allergic to Phenergan, and nobody in my family is allergic to Phenergan. You give me Phenergan, I'm going to see spiders going up the wall. You give my husband Phenergan, and he's going to be, you know, vomit-free. So you see, if you get it off a website, doesn't mean it doesn't work. It doesn't mean it's not there. But it doesn't work for everybody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why with any drug, whether it's prescribed for a human or an animal, you will read in the leaflet that comes with it, there are two specific paragraphs. One are called ADRs, which are adverse drug reactions. The other one is called CIs, contraindications. And Bonnie's right, not every drug suits every sentient being, sadly. But, you know, they do their best. They're generic these days, you see, that's the problem. A lot of drugs are very broad spectrum and are supposed to help across a multitude of different things, but they don't always, whether they are prescribed meds or even sometimes homeopathic meds don't work with everybody. So just something to bear in mind, Laurie, that's all. Sorry, I'll shut up again.
No. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to have to move to the next caller. You can hang in there to see if I get to the end, then I will pick you back up again. But good luck, because if you really want that thyroid down, they have cream for it, and I really believe you got to look at the urine a little closer. So thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay. You know, Jer, I love Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Laurie. I just meant to say that, of course, you see, we are, again, this is where we come from, the metaphysical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do is I send Reiki. I send distance Reiki, not just to people, but to animals. So if you have, guys, if you're listening and you have something like that, whether it's connected to yourself or to an animal companion, I would always be happy to send Reiki. You'd be surprised how that works too. Sorry, give it a go. Sorry, Bonnie. I'll shut up again.
No, I love that. And you know, I didn't. Well, no, I love that. And you know, we're going to tell everybody at the end of the show, Jerry works with animals and pets. He is a Reiki master healer, a Reiki master teacher. He's a psychic medium. He does all kinds of stuff. We all kinds of wonderful, fabulous stuff. I love the stuffing, and especially stuff for stuffing in turkey. Which, by the way, you'd be a lot more than a 20-pound turkey, but that's okay. Everyone can go to his website or his site. You can Google him, Jerry Humphreys, because you will find him. He's on Facebook. He's on, you know, he has a beautiful website. It's called senseofknowing.co.uk, senseofknowing.co.uk. Go see what he does. Everything he does and offers is there. And believe me, he has a lot to offer. Forgot to put that in, Jer. Anyway, yes, I don't do Reiki, so that's why I don't always bring it in. But I always, believe me, I have asked to be sent. So I totally get it. And everybody, whoever is Reiki masters out there, and Jerry is a huge one, not in size, but in just ability. Send Reiki, please. So,
I'm glad you qualified that. Thank you very much.
I knew you'd get it. You get my sense of humor.
Well, honestly, I don't know.
707, you are on with the Dynamic Duo. What does your Thanksgiving look like? Hi.
I'm 6'3" and very well put together. Thank you. Next.
Good morning.
And he really is.
Good morning.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. What's your Thanksgiving, baby, going to look like, and what's your favorite dish?
Well, my day is going to look like about five people because I'm down family, too.
Yeah.
My favorite dish is fixing the sweet potatoes just like you do, Bonnie, but I cut an acorn squash in half and bake it, put the sweet potato in there, then put the marshmallows, warm it up, and that's how I do it.
You put it in it. Wait a minute. Before you get to ask any question, how do you put sweet potatoes in an acorn squash?
Well, you get the acorn squash, you cut them in half, you bake them upside down, and then they're nice and cooked, and then you do the sweet potatoes just like you said, mixing the all the stuff up, and then I take the sweet potatoes and put them inside the acorn, you know, where the hole is.
Uh-huh.
Put them back in the oven with a few marshmallows, and voila, it's one big dish.
Whoever taught you that?
I just thought of it. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I had
gosh,
some extra acorn squash one year.
Oh, I love acorn squash, so that's fabulous. Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead and chime in on here. You never ate that.
I was just going to say, for those of you who have just tuned in, this is the cooking hour with Bonnie Albers, guest.
The metaphysical cooking hour with Bonnie Albers and guest. I love that. Okay, well, now I've got a new thing to eat, so I don't have another. I know,
me
and you
too.
Can't eat, honey. And you can't eat for another 46 minutes, Sherry. You just can't.
Oh, yes, I can. Bye.
No, you can't. Okay, Kathleen, I totally love that dish. I would,
you
know, my son loves the string bean casserole. I love that. And my husband loves the turkey. I will have none of that this year. But I understand. I mean, I'm going to try having a little bit with microwave. Anyway, I love Thanksgiving. You just gave me a great idea for next Thanksgiving. Or maybe I'll have an oven for Hanukkah and Christmas, and then I'll try it. But good.
There
that is
go.
So unique. I love that. So everyone, please listen to the show. If you want Kathleen's recipe and mine, go back to the archives and listen, or I am on podcast. And you can subscribe to my show, Bonnie Albers on Air, and you can take me anywhere. So ask us the question, Kathleen. Actually, you can ask Jerry the question. He's getting too hungry. You better ask him.
I wanted to tell Jerry, I had called in last week to ask about the trip that I was taking to go see some members of the family and one who has cancer. And Jerry kept saying, check your travel plans, check your travel plans. And I kept thinking, well, everything's running smooth. Traffic is running smooth.
I remember this.
But okay, so when we get down there, we find out that the family that we wanted to see, the mother and the daughter, which is my husband's daughter, went ahead and they went to a beach house and didn't tell us where it was. So we couldn't get a hold of them by phone. The mother's phone was hooked up. Anyway, to make a long story short, we got down there. Another member of the family needed a bigger door because his wife is bedridden now. Wound up doing that. Wound up having a huge family barbecue with the other side of the family. Everything
wow.
went completely well. The day we left, we went by to see the mom who had cancer, and she was there. And we had a lovely talk with her. So divine timing was happening all along. I just couldn't figure out what you were talking about, Jerry, until I got there.
Yay, that's metaphysics for you. You know, hindsight's always
yeah.
great. Yeah. You know, I always say that, guys. I always say, you know, we'll see what we see through our guides, but really, how do you know till it happens? I mean, you know, think about that or feel that. I mean, you would think about it, feel that. But if we tell you, or, you know, I remember this whole thing about you got to check your travel plans, they're not going to say, you know, or maybe they will, but they don't see. Hi, Kathleen, you need to check your travel plans because the people are there, not going to be there. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do that. Because otherwise, why would you live your life? So you got enough
exactly.
to know that something was going to be up. And when it happens, which is hindsight, because the thing is, it happens right then you can see what that, now sometimes it's clear. And, you know, if it's like, don't go, you know, my friend who's an astrologist, he got a message, don't go, don't travel this weekend. And he was traveling this weekend. He couldn't figure out why, so he didn't travel. Oh, you still never know, because had he been on the road, maybe he would have been in an accident, maybe somebody else, he might have avoided what you would have seen,
right.
but you wouldn't know. You just have to have faith. So,
right.
Anyway,
and
what do you think of that?
If we hadn't have gone, the lady wouldn't have got, you know, my sister-in-law wouldn't have gotten a big door. I mean, everything worked out perfectly, and family dynamics will eventually work out.
Perfect. Perfect. What do you have to say to that, Jer? Confirmation.
Yay. Yay.
Yay.
He's too hungry over there. He's just too hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but all this talk of food, it's just so unfair.
Oh, don't eat a biscuit.
No, I won't eat going into biscuit. I'm going to go and eat something more substantial. The thing is, lovely, and I'm very pleased that it all worked out for you. And as Bonnie said, the spirit will only give you what you need when you need it. And if we'd have told you everything, as you say, you might not have gone.
Right.
And then nobody would have got anything done at all. All that they said was there's going to be a delay, which there was, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then you see the positive side of that was that then everybody else had needs that were met. So
exactly.
actually the delay was always positive. And everything that spirit give you is positive. So there's always going to be a positive reason why they give such things as, watch out, your travel's going to be delayed. So it's wonderful because it was such a positive outcome. So, brilliant.
It was. Everything happened the way it should. So I just thank you for that information. And after it was all over, it made sense.
I love that. I love you, Kathleen. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't make that up.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm going to tell my sister because she loves, that will be right up her alley. And for all you veggies out there, that's a great meal. I mean, fabulous. Add a little tuberculosis on the side and you have a fabulous meal. So have a great, like I said, we'll be here on the 25th. I think tomorrow I might do a pop-up show with Kelly in the morning. And on Monday I have Annabelle and Brenda coming, and then my shows are done until the following week. So for everybody, like I said, have a happy Thanksgiving, Kathleen, and eat
happy
so you can tell us. Happy Thanksgiving to you too. All right, bye.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. See, Jared, don't you love that? I love confirmation. I remember this combo. But it's interesting because doesn't that, like, if you could see the future and know that was the future doesn't happen until the past, because that's the confirmation that the future that you saw or what was going to happen happened. Isn't that weird?
Yes. If I understood what you just said, I think I'd agree with you.
Yes, you do. And everyone else knows. It just always stymies me. If let's say we say like that, you know, something's going to, you know, please check your travel plans. Well, you don't know that so you check your travel plans, but you really don't know what actually that meant until you actually do it. So that's like you can live in the now, but you're not going to see that until the past, because when it happens, it becomes the past in the blink of an eye. That's what I love about spirit. So if you understood that, good. Jer?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I'm with you. I am with you. I am absolutely with you. You're right that you don't know what it means until it's happened, and then you realise what was said was what was meant. I appreciate that. I understand that. What else needs to be remembered is that what we give is guidance and insight, not advice or information.
Yes.
It's up to you what you do with it, how you treat it, or please, if you feel it's a load of absolute nonsense, then ignore it, because that's your right to do that. I only ask, please, that if you're going to give out recipes for food, give me a chance to write them down, because I'm getting even hungry as we speak. Thank you so much.
Well, honey, you can go back and listen to the archives. We do make a really good team, and our shows are banging. So here we go, 856. 856, you are on with the dynamic duo. Gobble, gobble. Hi.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Oh, I'm so happy. You know, you'd be perfect for coming in the holiday season. So, Laura, tell us, what Thanksgiving plans do you have, and what's your favorite dish? And if you say turkey, I'm going to shoot my foot, because,
Well, I'm going to dinner with a friend, and we like to go to a restaurant out here that has really good turkey dinners. So we're going out. I talked her into doing that. Because she wanted to cook, but she can't cook, which would have meant that I had to do all the cooking.
Oh, or you had to eat her non-cooking.
I didn't want to cook. So I talked her into doing going out to dinner, because there's a good place out here that has really good turkey dinners. And I mean, you know, I wasn't in the mood to do all that. So we're doing that. My favorite dish at Thanksgiving, if I can't say turkey, I'm going to say cranberry jello salad with, it's really good. You put walnuts in there, cranberries, blackberry jello salad, blackberry jello or black cherry if you can get that. And we used to be able to get black raspberry jello, but now they don't sell it anymore. You can't find it in a supermarket. So you can substitute black cherry jello. And then you put in walnuts, crushed walnuts, and celery goes in there,
mm-hmm.
chopped up celery. And then sugar, a couple cups of sugar, and then a whole can of crushed pineapple. And then you let that sit overnight. You know, it gets cold, hardened. And then you put Cool Whip on it on the top. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Wait a minute. Where's the cranberries? I didn't hear. How did you put the cranberries?
You grind
in?
Them up. Yeah. You have to grind
okay.
up the cranberries. Yeah. It's all good.
Oh, that sounds, honey, that sounds delicious. I got to tell you, I just take it out of the can because, you know, I was watching Dr. Oz. I shouldn't even say his name. He showed you the difference between canned jello and eating canned cranberries. And the canned cranberry, like jelly mold that you get out of a can is as high sugar as two glazed donuts. And to tell you the truth, after seeing that, I'd rather have the two glazed donuts. But you just gave me the greatest idea. And you don't even have to bake it or cook it, right? You just kind of throw it together.
No, no. Yeah.
Jer, write this one down.
You put in the fridge overnight.
Oh, look,
overnight.
This is so... Have you ever seen the Simpsons where Homer's sitting in a chair drooling because he's he's wanting a... Well, that's me at the moment. I'm sitting there going, oh, Lord. Oh. And it's just,
it
this is
good.
So unfair. Can you please just ask your question so we can stop this talk of food? It's not fair.
I love it. I love it, Laura. Go ahead.
So my question, I had a phone interview today for a permanent position, and I was wondering if you see – it was with the hiring agency, the talent agent that hires and – submits the resumes to the hiring manager, and she said she was going to submit my resume over to the hiring manager based on today's phone call with her. Do you
yep.
see me getting this job with this pharmaceutical company, which would
What's
be
your
for
date
the
of
north?
Birth, please?
10/1/63.
11/17/2. So it means you're on a 7. At the moment, the first thing my guide showed me, lovely, was this huge pile of paperwork. Like there is a lot of resumes to be gone through, or there will be going through. I actually get quite a positive vibe with this. There is at least another, I feel, 2 stages to go through with the process. If I felt that you didn't stand a chance, I would say to you straight away, you don't stand a chance. But I actually feel that you do. It's just there's going to be a time wait now, unfortunately, obviously, because there are so many other people, I feel, and they're whittling them down. So, yes, you're in the top, certainly on the top of the stack at the moment.
That's good. She said that I was the 3rd resume, and that it so far, of course, and that it can take anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks, you know, from start to finish. And because
yeah.
of the holidays, I should hear if she's interested in bringing me in for an interview, I would hear sometime after Thanksgiving, of course. So
the timeline with your date of birth is right because it's about. A growth in your reputation, communication being enhanced and being positive outcomes, and also success on a new venture. So your
wow.
timeline is screaming out for it at the moment. So, yeah, you should be okay.
I got to tell you something, Laura. Yeah, because, see, I'm involved here, too. You do know that, right? I have always told you that I see a permanent position. It wasn't a temporary position, but permanent position. Is this a permanent position?
Yes, this is permanent. If I can get this job,
you're done.
I would be very happy. Yeah.
I'm going to go with what I saw. That what I feel like is. You're going to get a permanent, the job that's permanent is the one that you're going to get and stay with.
I hope this is it. My contract ends January 20th, so this would really be a really good timing if I could get into this job.
No, not if you could get into it, when you get into it. Here's the positive,
when?
Laura, because you are a Reiki master that doesn't heal, that doesn't Reiki, that doesn't use it.
You always bring
okay?
that up.
Because
hang
you
on.
Are.
What did you just say, Bonnie? This lady's a Reiki master.
Well, she's not. I wouldn't say a master, but she's a Reiki
dear
healer. But she only heals herself because she doesn't use it. Yeah.
Oh,
Bonnie.
We've
talked about this, Jerry. See, Jerry doesn't even remember Bonnie, see?
I know, but I do.
I know.
Honestly, what next? whatever.
Laura,
hush my mouth.
Positive. When I get this job, I want this job.
When?
I'm going to have this job. And when I start, I'm going to get great clothes. I'm going to have such a bubbly attitude. My hair is going to look fabulous. And I can finally get the house I want. And it's all coming because I can see it. So how does that mantra sound?
You know, it sounds great. Hey, can I ask one more question? Just one.
Go ahead, because I love you, Laura. Go ahead.
I broke my ankle a couple months ago and dislocated it. And I'm walking on it now, but I'm limping. And the ankle keeps, of course, swelling up because I believe the ligaments are still messed up and the ligaments take longer to heal than a break. I'm just wondering if you can tell how long it will be, approximately maybe, before the swelling stays down. It doesn't keep swelling up.
Is it your left ankle?
What are you picking up, Jerry?
Is it the left one or the right one?
It's the right one.
Ah, okay. So you still have a fear of stepping forwards. There's still a worry or concern that if you do eventually get an opportunity or even the glimmer of one, it's going to be taken away from you. So this is all about support. The answer is give it some Reiki to start off every single day. And in order to reduce this is where, as I said, I'm not a doctor or a vet. I don't diagnose, but I'm sure that an ice pack wouldn't go amiss either. Over to you, Nurse Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I feel like you might not be taking the right anti-inflammatory for your. And again, I'm not a doctor, but I am a nurse, and so I'm not going to give you anything that isn't prescribed over the counter. What are you taking to make the swelling go down?
So I have the water pill hydrochloride, something like that.
Right, but that takes the water fluid out, but the swelling with the tissue, what are you taking for that?
So sometimes I take Aleve.
Yep, or?
That's what I'm taking. I don't have anything else. Is there something else you think I should take?
Well, the doctor can prescribe something else. What I use is a prescription, but it's a heavy anti-inflammatory. If you're not going to go to the doctor, because there's a great anti-inflammatory that he can use or she can use, but if not, you're going to find the one that works. I like Aleve. I take the, you know, I think it's one every 12 hours. So, but my daughter, and Aleve doesn't work for her, so she likes the Motrin, which is I think 800 milligrams three times a day, and that is on the bottle. My husband uses aspirin, Excedrin. So you need to find the right anti-inflammatory with your foot up. You need to sit with your foot up whenever you can. You know, you put your foot up. It has to be, you know, on a pillow, like a level table, and then on a pillow. So it has to sit up. It doesn't sit across from you. It sits up. Ice. I'm a big believer in ice, but after a while, it isn't. You know, it's going to be just a moot point after about 24 to 48 hours, which I think you're way past. But you can. But what you need is a good anti-inflammatory that you can take. When it swells. But I also believe in keeping it tight. So if you have an ACE, do you have anything on it? Is it, you have like a walking cast, an ACE bandage? What do you have on it?
Well, they gave me an ankle brace, but the ankle brace caused more problems because it caused my leg, the calf above it, to swell up like three times its size. And
too tight.
It's, yeah,
too
way
tight.
Too tight. So...
I just ordered
a pair of compression socks, and they're supposed to be coming in the mail any day.
Perfect. Do they go up to your knee?
No, they just go up to the ankle.
No, you need the ones. They're called TEDs, T-E-D-S. You can get them at, like, Walgreens. They're a compression stocking that goes to your knee, so it's like knee socks. You will get,
okay.
That's what you need. But I really don't know that you need that except for walking. All nurses wear them, not all, but most nurses, because we're on our feet all day. But what a better idea for you is, and I need to move to the next caller, but what I would use is an ACE bandage, because an ACE bandage you can make tight or loose. So you want to make it tight enough that it holds your ankle in and loose enough that you are not going to have any problem with circulation. So go get yourself an ACE bandage.
Okay.
Okay, and you wrap it around. Ask how you do it. You wrap it around your foot, then you go around your ankle, then you wrap it around your foot, then you go up your ankle, and it holds it in enough that it doesn't jiggle, but you don't put it on tight. So, read the directions, whatever you have to do, but that will hold it in enough that you should have a little bit more steady, or you can wear TED, whichever you want. The ankle compression sock, I'd send back. I would get yourself a pair of TEDs, which is compression stocking.
TEDs, TEDs.
Yeah, they're called TEDs. At Walgreens, I'm sorry. It might not be. Ask your pharmacist, because now you can get them cheap. So TEDs is the brand that we all used to have. You know, we use doctors, nurses alike. We wear it because we're on our feet all day. Okay, so what you want at compression stocking, you ask your pharmacist, say, you know, I'd like to have something that will hold my ankle in and give me better circulation. And I was told that maybe a pair of TEDs to the knee would work. Do you have anything like TEDs? And they'll find their compression stocking. They'll say, yes, here's the compression stocking. Okay?
Oh, good. Thanks, Bonnie. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Call us back and let us know. And happy gobble, gobble, gobble.
You too. Thank you for
the recipe. Bye. Bye. Jer, so now we have two recipes. Think about it. We have the recipe for delicious cranberry, sauce or whatever she was telling you, cranberry, what was she calling it, a salad. And then we have the one for the sweet potato casserole and the acorn squash. And turkey you can make any way you want. There's one casserole missing besides the stuffing, and that's string bean casserole. So I'm going to give you the recipe and then pick up another caller. Are you ready, Jer?
I'm sorry, this is a recorded message as Jerry is away as he had his head in the bowl at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone.
Okay, everyone, my string bean casserole. I love it. You take French cut string beans, and if you're going to do them fresh, go ahead, slice them long ways. But I do canned because I'm just that type of person. And my husband won't eat anything that I cook. But you take French style string beans. They have to be French cut, okay? And then you take mushroom soup and you layer. And then you take OTC onion, onion rings. People know what they are. They're like onions, crackled onion things. And you put a layer of string beans, a layer of soup, a layer of the OTC onion rings, and then you keep layering it. And the top, you put the last is your string beans. You bake it in the oven, and then you pull it out. Well, the soup is the last on the top. And then you sprinkle it with the fresh OTC onion. You put it in, and it turns brown, and then you pull it out of the oven. Voila! String bean casserole. Are you ready, Jer?
No. Not. That's not fair.
You know what? You're just going to have to go to your nearest pub and order a Thanksgiving dinner or a harvest dinner.
Just
773.
Hurry up. I'm going to move on. I've got food to go. And come on. Just get on with it.
773. You are here with the dynamic duo and the gobble, gobble, gobble team. Who are we speaking with?
My stomach's rumbling.
This is Nancy. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
And my favorite food. How are you?
I'm not hungry, but Jerry obviously is. So yes.
Well, my favorite food is the day after Thanksgiving, where you take the leftover turkey with the cranberry sauce, and you put it on a sandwich, and you top it with mashed potatoes and gravy.
What is that?
That's my favorite.
Wait a minute, do you toast the bread? Wait a minute, do you toast the bread?
Toast the bread.
And And do you cut it and eat it like a Monte Cristo, or do you pick it up? Because you've got gravy and mashed. So it's like a Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so in love. Okay, what kind of bread do you use?
We use this real thick cut kind of French bread type thing.
Okay, because I know all these.
Or it's really Italian peasant
because
it's a little bit crispy. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I know Monte Cristo. I know all the words to what I have to say is because my son he still is a chef, but he's in nursing school. He's going to nursing school, but I love all this food because I can tell you what everything's called. Aren't you impressed that I pulled out the Monte Cristo?
That was over the top. That was just unexpected.
I know. I am so
completely
unexpected. I love that.
And, you're cracking me up.
Yes, I am, Chair. And you know what, Nancy? I love that because I like the day after Thanksgiving too. Because you know what? After a while, you can't eat much leftovers. But man, you just gave me the greatest idea. Monte Cristo's the next day, everyone.
Well,
so
they're so good.
Can you give the recipe again? And that way, when people go back and listen to the show for next week, they'll have a whole lot of things. Go for it, Nancy, before you ask the question.
Slice of toasted bread. And then you put the turkey on top of that. And then you put a nice layer of cranberry sauce, followed by mashed potatoes with a little bit of butter. And you can't go wrong. You really can't.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds delicious. Okay. Well, you know how to get all of your recipes.
Come on the Bonnie Albers radio show. They said, gain 5 pounds. I've gained at least 6 listens all this talk about food.
Hey, listen, Nancy, we do it right? We can just talk about it. Jerry's going to go eat it. So we're going to be the thin ones. He's going to be the gobble, gobble, gobble turkey. So, Nancy,
you
what can we do for you? A great recipe.
I love that recipe. Now, I'm just wondering about employment. I keep getting job interviews, but I get to the last and then I don't get them.
Okay,
can
what's
I have your
birthday?
Date of birth? Yeah, date of birth, yes, please.
Oh, December 4th.
And the
1963.
Are you sure about that now?
Yeah,
we heard it a
lie, but I told you the truth.
you know when people do that, I always wonder, do they not know who they're talking to? But go ahead.
timing's slightly off. Your timeline is about planning ahead and seeing opportunity. Unfortunately, to me, the fulfillment comes at the start of the new year. I also feel that there is somebody who you've had a conversation with that is going to resurface and who might put an offer on the table or something not quite what you was being offered before. And I know this sounds a little way off, but your huge month is February of next year. But there should be something coming into your auric field, into your space. Could be 2 weeks, but it should be before the end of the year. Then obviously there are holidays at the end of the year, so that's why it might spill over into the new year. But I don't feel you've got long to wait. Probably about as long as I have to go on a diet and lose weight before the end of the year.
Nancy,
we'll have to diet together.
Yeah, Nancy, I got to tell you something, and this is just like from the 3D world and from owning businesses. And then people could say, oh, you're full of baloney, but actually it was my husband's business, so mine too. When you look to hire someone, and I dealt with businesses, this is not the greatest time. It's the greatest time to plan, like Jerry said. Some people will get hired because it's just inevitable they need you, like Disney and all those have a big insurge of people. So this is the time they're going to hire people, stores, department stores, restaurants. But for everyone else, this is the time when they're looking to have to give bonuses, holidays, and they don't want to hire anybody to pay them, to train them, when people are going to be calling in sick, calling in for holidays, and it's not coming in for the holiday season and taking their vacation. So So what I'm hearing and why I'm going through this so much is, yeah, Jerry's right. You're going to hear, but the beginning of the year will be the time when I feel like things will really pick up for you. Doesn't mean you're not going to hear in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It just means they might have, they might say, you know, we're really interested in this job. We saw you and we'd like you, you know, do you have any problems starting? We're not hiring to anybody till the first of the year. You know, it could be that I'm picking up. But the other feeling is, the reason you have been not getting what you say every time you go on an interview, you don't get the position. Is that the correct thing I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I like you. I mean, I can feel your energy, and I feel like they weren't the greatest of fits at the time. But like Jerry said, there's one company or one person that you interviewed with that has kept you in their mind and in the back of their briefcases, as they're showing me. And so they might resurface. And it's one that you were thinking that you were absolutely perfect for. So is there a job that you felt you were going to get that you really didn't?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like they might be coming back around. And it's a timing, total timing and money for the company or whatever business they have.
Okay.
And it wasn't you. So get your head up high. Think about this. You have all the time in the world now to enjoy that Monte Cristo and goes right into December, those holiday parties, that all the things you have to start, and boom, then you're going to have a job. I mean, what? Thank goodness that you're not taken yet, because you got work to do, girlfriend.
I do. I show you. You're right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great Thanksgiving and eat one for me, please. And three for Jerry.
You got it.
Yeah,
three,
bye.
Yes.
I'm quite capable of eating my own. Thank you.
You know what? I got to tell you something while you're on the phone, Nancy. Nobody has, neither me, but I see it. I just didn't bring it up. But nobody has said, oh, I love the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, and the apple, this Dutch apple pie with the crumbs, a vanilla ice cream, or anything. How come nobody has talked about
it's
the pumpkin pie?
It's a savory holiday. It's a savory holiday. That's my thought.
Okay.
Christmas
well,
is a
gonna,
sweet holiday.
Okay, well, I am still going to have the pumpkin pie, girlfriend. So still going to have it.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. You're welcome. I'm sorry I cut you off, but it's because I have to get to the next caller. Jer, I mean, think about it. Nobody has mentioned, and I want to know, I got to tell a story. Do you mind if I tell a story?
Is it about food?
Yes. Yeah. I have
then, yes,
to.
Yes, I might. Okay, go on.
No,
go on.
I have
to. So lovely.
So when I was in my 20s, and that's a long time ago, but it's still I feel like I'm in my 20s anyway, and I certainly look like it. So, you know, I'll just bring my 20s up. I had everybody for Thanksgiving. My husband was at Walter Reed, and there was, you know, we had the whole urology department in for, you know, for the holidays. Well, I didn't know how to cook. I mean, you got to be kidding. I was never from a Bala Busta family. If you're Jewish, you know what that word means. I was raised in a carton and TV dinners. So one of the girls came, you know, and everybody brought something, or, you know, they thought they brought something. And this one girl at the time brought a pecan pie homemade. She said she spent all day making this pie. Well, I didn't know what to do with it. So I thought, okay, what do you do with pies? You put them in the oven. So I put it in the oven and it became soup. It was liquid soup. And I put on, she never forgave me. I put it on the table. I said, I don't know what happened to your pie. Your pie. But it kind of disappeared. And she looked at me and she goes, you don't put pecan pie in the oven, Bonnie. And I spent all day making that. Yes. So I got to tell you, what I did was, what I thought was ingenious, that I had vanilla ice cream for the pumpkin pie. And I put it, I scooped out the soup and put it on top of the ice cream. She never came again, and she really didn't ever talk to me again. So that's all I remember about pecan pie. That's why I like pumpkin.
I have absolutely nothing I can say to that, Bonnie, apart from how does your husband exist? Does he do his own cooking?
Of course Jesse does. And I am a princess, Jerry. As I lost my castle this lifetime. I have no servants or cooks. But no, I never do the cooking. Nobody likes my cooking or driving. So, you know, nobody drives with me and nobody eats my cooking except for my sister and my daughter. Anyway, 386, you are on with us. 386, hi. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. Okay, go for it, girl. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, and what's your favorite side dish or dish?
Oh, I've got to say the turkey gravy, fresh-made turkey gravy from the broth from the turkey is my favorite.
Wow. Well, here we need a recipe.
The turkey, the potatoes, the dressing. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just seasoned the turkey, and I used lemon pepper. I used Montreal steak seasoning, and I use Lori seasoning, and I inject it with chicken broth. No matter what turkey I buy, I inject it till it's just bursting at the seams, so it's very moist. I bake the turkey. I take all of the broth, and the only thing I add, that broth is already seasoned, I add water and cornstarch to thicken the broth and add water. And I don't measure it, so sorry. I do it all by
well,
lumps, depending on how much broth.
Do you ever get lumps then, or do you have to whisk it? Because we had a really bad...
What you...
You just stir it in? Because my husband and my son fought for one whole Thanksgiving because they had lumps in it, and they were... One used cornstarch, the other said you couldn't. So, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cindy.
I'm going to give you the trick to not... the secret to not getting lumps in your gravy. You take your cornstarch, and you... whisk it or stir it, blend it very well where there's no lumps in it, in cold water.
Yep.
Blend your cornstarch into the cold water so it looks like milk. It looks like a cup of milk, but you dissolve it all very well first. And you make sure that your broth has time to cool down so it's not just fresh out of the oven. You pour it in a separate, well, I like to pour it. My sister makes hers in the turkey pan, but I like to put my broth into a separate pot that's cool. I let it cool down because the reason it gets chunks is it heats too fast and it cooks the starch. So you want to mix your cold water and starch into the broth while it's cool, and then gradually heat it, stirring the entire time. Don't ever stop stirring it or it'll start getting chunks where it's cooking unevenly.
Okay. Good call.
Stirring it and you mix it in, start it cold and just stir it as it heats. And just before it reaches a boil, it's usually thickened as much as you want it. And you just continue stirring and then remove it from the heat and you're done.
I love that, Cindy. So now we had the broth, we had the dressing. The only thing we haven't had is the dressing, like the stuffing. Because we've had the string bean casserole, the sweet potato casserole twice, two different ways. We've had turkey, we've had the cranberry salad, and we had the leftovers, the Monte Cristo. And the only thing is, I use stovetop turkey dressing. I think it's delicious and wonderful, and I swear I've made homemade ones, and they don't taste as good. So there's the recipe, and you can put your dressing over my recipe, which is stovetop turkey dressing. Okay, so what's your question very quickly?
Okay, Jerry, do you have any insight on what I can do for my business, for marketing it or for generating immediate cash flow? It's been delay for a while, and I need to be generating business. I know it's close to the holidays, but it's the kind of thing that if they need it done, they need it done, and I can do it without interfering with their business and do the work.
Date of birth, please, Marley.
April 28th, 66.
Right. Just a moment. That's 12/16. 1826. Oh, you're on a good path. Right. Okay. the immediate thing that I heard from my spirit guides was leaflet drop. You need to produce some, perhaps just some flat A4 or A5 size flat flyers and do a new leaflet drop. And you need to blanket, you know, the business areas around you, just and just do a leaflet drop. That will take you through the period between now and the end of the year. Your new year is very much about expansion. There are new inspirational ideas that will come in possibly late January, early February. There are ways that I'm not being shown at the moment for long term, but as you asked about short term, that's what they showed me. A5 flyer, blanket the business areas around you with a leaflet drop. You're going to get some feedback. That's probably just Bonnie typing away on her keyboard.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. You're welcome, Cindy. Have a happy, happy gobble gobble day. And we love the recipe. Okay. Jerry, we're going to do something different.
Thank
we have
you.
The last 4 minutes. You're welcome. And I'm going into chat. There's somebody from, I think he's Australia. He might kill me because either Australia or the bush or somewhere like that. And his name is Fidelabob. And so he gave us a recipe. He likes chips and brown gravy and a spiked mulligan. But what I said was, I take a mulligan we have what we call a mulligan. You can take a mulligan, which is a do-over in mini golf. So I'm asking him, Fidelabob, do you want a question answered? Because you're always a good participant here. So you get Jerry and me to answer a question. If you can write it, or have we stymied you? Okay. Call me Bob. Okay, Bob, ask a question. You've got 3 minutes, and we're going to give you an answer. Or at least try, give you some insight. So write quickly. Anyway, because I don't want to keep the air. I'm sure he's typing. But he's from way over past the pond, isn't it, Jerry? Australia or the Aborigine bush or something like that.
That's southern. He's in Australia, bless him. That's the southern hemisphere. And they're just coming into their summer season soon. And a lot of Australia recently, bless it, has been suffering from the most terrible bushfires again. It's been absolutely horrendous. So a lot of people have been struggling with yet again. And I don't think they were just what I would call seasonal fires. I have a feeling I read somewhere that some of them had been started deliberately. Thank goodness knows why people would want to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Bob said, if you are not creating your life, who is? That's his question. It's supposed to be about Thanksgiving. Well, no, it's supposed to be about your life. And it says, the White Sundays Island is where I live. What Sundays Island? Smoke has cleared from the sky. Well, thank God, Bob, thank you, universe, because I just don't understand. It's man-made why people do that. We had somebody here that burnt down what we call Beefy King. I mean, I don't know where it is, and I don't eat it, but we watched it on camera because, you know, they all have, why would people destroy other people or rainforests or forest fires or anything? Why, if it's man-made, why do we have to do that? Let's have a lot of love going around. And that's what I love. And I'm hoping that you're okay, Bob, because smoke isn't great either. So if there's anything we can do for you, you know, you can ask us a question. It needs to be more personal than if we don't create your life, who is? Unless, Jerry, you can figure that out. Or are you picking
I'll give a simple answer to that one. If you're allowing somebody else to create it for you, then there are two things missing. Freedom of will and your own inner spirit, because to me that is where your creation comes from. That's just my opinion, of course.
Okay, well, he's putting fires due to tribal people no longer allowed to annually burn off the trash. Well, okay. I hope so, and that would be great. And if there's any message for you, is You're a wonderful, I keep seeing you're of the land, so I don't know what sign you are, and I keep feeling you're an air sign. It's really weird because I pick him up as another Gemini because I feel like he's very intelligent, but and I'm talking to him in third person, but he's very intelligent and knows, and he watches the world go by, and that's how I pick Bob up. Is there anything you need to tell Bob? Bob, when are you born? Do you have a day of birth you could put on in? We only have 17 seconds. I'm really sorry. Hey, Jerry says, I am a master and commander of my life and take full responsibility for this life. And I do create. I love that, Bob. Come back on the show when we have more time. Anyway, I want everybody to know, happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you on the 25th. The 25th on Monday. We have Annabelle and Brenda. They're the dynamic psychic duo, but Jerry and I will be back for the prediction show. I'll be here all the time. But next Wednesday, in place of Jerry and I's show, you will hear the predictions for 2019, followed by the following week, the new predictions by Jerry, who's the magician of predictions, 2020. 2020, what a year. Jerry, I want to thank you. You know you rock the house every time. I'm so happy for you to be here and know that you gained 10 pounds from our show. And I want everyone to know, have a great, fabulous, awesome week. And I will see you here maybe tomorrow at 10 a.m. And if not, I will see you Monday at 1 p.m. Thank you, Jerry.
God bless. I want to let people know if I'm not here next time, it's because I've wasted away through lack of food. Food parcels are accepted. Bar. Take care. God bless. Bye now.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Gobble, gobble.